I was in the place called Tirwa in Kannauj. I think that's a district, which is about an hour and 45 minutes drive from Lucknow, which is a next station from Kanpur, traveling from Delhi, the final station when we travel by that particular train that we used to take. We flew to Lucknow, and while going to Tirwa, we stopped at Kanpur one evening, and my travel companion was Gyan Singh, Bhagwan Singh, and Bhima. So that evening we stayed in Kanpur area, pretty close to Mr. Jadhav's house, which is way to Tirwa. So while we are going there, we took not the express road. Since we didn't know about this express road and how quickly it could get us to Tirwa city, so we stayed one evening at Kanpur, and Mr. Jadhav met us on March 7th. That was the day we arrived. So nice time that evening with Mr. Jadhav. The next morning, Mr. Jadhav and another person, Sarvesh from Tirwa, one of the leaders over there, came to pick us up at that hotel and drove to Tirwa. So this road, it was not an express road, so it had more traffic, and it took us about 2 hours to Tirwa. Instead of having breakfast at the hotel, we had a breakfast at the roadside, just going out from Kanpur area, and had a really nice Indian breakfast. Potato, onion, and tandoori style paratha with yogurt. I still remember, so very delicious. And also, they had in a earthen baked cup, sort of throwaway, and very delicious cup of tea, ginger cup of tea, that morning. And then we drove and came to this venue of the three-day leaders fellowship. And we arrived there almost 10:30, around that time, and the believers were already there and welcomed us. About 315, I heard, leaders were there. And some of them are kids too, child, but I don't know if they counted that number or not. I don't think they counted that. But adults were about that number. So we had a very exciting, wonderful get-together. Some of them came from Agra area. Roop Singh brought some of them. And Roop Singh group had those from Agra, Mathura, and Gujarat, Ahmedabad area. And Ram Chandra also had a good number of people with him from Kosambi, Fatehpur, Allahabad. And Mr. Jadhav had his group from Kanpur side. And Jitender is the main leader over there, who was inspired to host this 3 days leaders fellowship. Also, Pooja Rupa from Uttarakhand, near Rishikesh, and one Punjabi leader from that area, plus I think 1, 2, 3, 4 from Bareilly, Pilipit region. And one was 12 years old, and the other was 14 years old boy, one of the key overseers in that, and three other. Two are younger leaders who are like maybe 27, 28 years old, and one little older from that area. We had a really exciting time hearing the wonderful works of God. I was talking about Jitender. Jitender, he's one of the key overseers there in Tirwa, Kanoj area. And he came to this truth, to come to know the one true God through his mom about a year and a half ago. His mother was knowing this truth before that, but Jitender was not interested. But later on, about a year and a half, he also turned to the living God. And from that time, he was walking, and still in that Kanpur region, the old teaching was sort of still flowing. About a year ago, Mr. Jadhav gave Jitender my phone number. I have WhatsApp on that, and he, Jitender, had WhatsApp also. We were connected through WhatsApp, and I normally send Hindi teachings or some sharings through WhatsApp to my contact list, and he began to receive these audio teachings, and he was the ready person because till then he was also teaching from the Bible, and whenever the fellowship he holds, then he was thinking what to teach, and then he would be studying the Bible. And he said it was good amount of work for him to get ready for a fellowship, for preparation to teach. I don't know, Mr. Jadhav communicated these things to him. Oh, yeah, I know. Before he met Mr. Jadhav, Bhagwan Din, we call him Plumber, he was preaching in those areas, and Bhagwan Din, even still now, continues the old style. He would do everything. He has, I think, various fellowships even now, not in contact with me or with Mr. Jadhav either, that he would be the main guy at every fellowship. He would be teaching, he would minister healing, he is the doer of everything, and he would be teaching from the Bible all the time. So initial stage when Jitender joined the fellowship, it was of this plumber, Bhagwan Din. And it was not of freedom type. He noticed that, and I think God opened a door for him to get to know Mr. Jadhav, and so he began to get in contact, and through him began to come the right doctrine. In addition to this audio sharing from me through WhatsApp, it helped him. And he said that initially he had just maybe 5 persons in a fellowship. But once he began to hear what I was sharing, that now because we have the Spirit of God, God can give the words. God will give you the inspiration to speak the word from God. And that will inspire people to have faith. So one of the things that he immediately practiced was to do this. And then also to do the things that God inspired him, the things that God put in his heart. So he began to practice that also. And through hearing what I was sharing many times, that is that get the new person to, or encourage new person to immediately walk. Tell them that they can do the works of God. The third thing that he practiced was, he said that he heard this information, the individuals that he has been working with, month, 2 months, 3 months, and still they were not taking off, then they were likely to continue like that for many, many months. So desire for new ones, new, ready, hungry laborers. Just focus on that side. Not to focus on working with so-called believers or leaders who just don't get it. So he began to practice that. He stopped working with those individuals. It's not like he would stop them to come to his fellowship, but he decided to focus on the new ones. He understood new is important. New, always new labors. That orientation to desire for that one quality new labor. So he really put his heart into this thing. And behold, God began to give him those quality, ready labors. And these quality labors, Jitendra said to me, they would immediately begin fellowship in their place. Even Jitendra not telling them to do or giving them information about starting a fellowship, they would themselves start fellowship in their place. And of course, that is because Jitendra would communicate that you can do all things. God is with you. You are ready. It's not like you have to be prepared, learn many things, know how to run a fellowship. And once you have these things with you, then you can begin, which could be 6 months later, 1 year later, 2 years later, whatever. He understood that a believer is ready right at the time when that person would do Romans 10:9. So his speech began to be that way. And speak the words from God. And let God run the work. Let God coordinate. Let God inspire people. So with that thing in his mind, fellowships began to grow. And he says that when he started and these new leaders began, God added to their fellowships. Daily such as should be saved. And fellowship size would go to something like 300, 500. And one time he said he was having about fellowship of 2,000. And then these people began to fellowship in their places also, those local areas. And it just keeps going, moving out and moving out. So I was very glad to hear from Jitendra, very humble person. I think he's mid-30s. Blessed us very much. Jitendra and Savash. And there's another puja from Tirwa area, not that puja from Rishikesh area. So this puja, these are three key persons. And the puja is, I think, this puja from Tirwa also studying, so in college, so in her 20 or 18, you know, 18, 19, 20, something like this age. And they are very joyful. They're happy, not burdened down. And God opened the door for Jitendra, this particular venue, banquet kind of place, where people could stay there and has a location to have meeting. So he was very glad that I responded to his invitation. And initially I was wondering, who is Jitender? I would communicate with him only through WhatsApp. And once he called me to invite me to this particular thing that he was planning, this 3 days leader fellowship. Normally, I wouldn't like to just go anywhere, like many, many people invite, for me to be in their leaders' meeting and so forth. But for this one, I just considered and felt like going. Somehow, I just felt it's right location. And having been there, I understood this was the right place. God had somebody in this region, which is about 60 miles, around that much, towards Delhi, Tirwa, some one key person, one who is very strong, steadfast, humble. And also Ramchandra, he's in away from Delhi, away from Kanpur, something like 100 miles or so from Kanpur, in Khaga. So he also risen up to be very faithful and one who will listen to God and walk. So to the west and to the east of Kanpur, and middle, Mr. Jadav and a few others, key persons there. So now God in his own timing has arranged, raised up individuals who will promote the right doctrine and practice. And wherever the right doctrine and practice, then the multiplication is quick. And this guy's about a year and a half, not many years since he heard the truth, but just recently came into the picture and turned to the living God, got the right doctrine, and who immediately received and practiced. So that one example, and I was very glad to spend time with him. We were invited to his home also at the last day, just before driving back to Lucknow Airport. And that time we used the express road and we found it really nice. Very quick to reach Lucknow from Tirwa. Jitender and Savesh, both of them accompany us to drop us at the Lucknow Airport. And it was a really very pleasant trip, very prosperous journey, and very satisfying seeing how they are walking with God. God is really doing. It's God's work, God's grace. Seems like I had basically nothing to do with it. God arranged, appointed this WhatsApp and appointed him to get my phone number, and that was something which was going on, and he was practicing that doctrine, and God was able to begin to add such as should be saved, ready people. He had to change certain things, working with the old to new labors. So that he did, and teaching from the scriptures to giving the live words from God. So these things got the immediate growth, and many wonders, many signs being done through them. And also we heard from those who came with Roop saying they're doing fantastic. God is opening many doors in different parts of Gujarat. And many full-time individuals are now risen up. And in Rajasthan, many places in Rajasthan, God opened door leaders of Rup Singh and many other places, and through so many different leaders, Pooja and Rupa also shared many wonderful things. So it was a very, very pleasant visit, this 7th of March to 11th night I return home. Tomorrow I'll be flying to Dehradun and be with Gulab Singh, 15th, 16th he will take me to Himachal Pradesh. It's beyond Dehradun, towards northwest, a little bit like that state, where there will be fellowship, leaders meeting or fellowship, and come back from there to fellowship location, something like Navinta in Delhi. There is one in Dehradun area on Rajapura Road, which is a way to go to the mountain, Mussoorie. Some of us visited that site, going up to Mussoorie, and even went to that waterfall, Kemti Falls. So there'll be 2 days, Gulab Singh's leaders meeting, but in this 2 days leaders meeting, there will be leaders from Vijay Singh's side, the mountain side leaders will be there. And there's one of Gulab Singh's leaders, Ratan. Through Ratan, wonderful works going on in eastern, northeastern part of Bihar. So many leaders will come from northeastern side of Bihar. So these two areas, and I think key leaders will be there, youth leaders, for that meeting. And I'll come back to Delhi on 19th of March. And 24th of March and 24th, I'll fly to Amritsar. Raj Sultan invited me for leaders fellowship at Raj Sultan's in-laws home on 24th. And the evening, there's a reception for one of the young couples who just got married by then. Beatrice will be there for that thing, event. She would fly to Amritsar on 20th and then fly back with me on 25th. But I think on 21st, there's that wedding of one of the very tremendous young leader girl, Babita, and she's from Bengal, and Ricky. He's from Sikh family. He's also a tremendous young leader. So they are going to get married on 21st of March. And I'll be in their reception, Beatrice and I, on 24th evening. So there'll be great, joyful, again, time with believers. And on 25th, there'll be a get-together of believers, bigger kind of event on 25th, and that evening we fly back to Delhi. So there are many things coming up, God's appointments, looking forward to, and of course I'm looking forward for my visit to the U.S. I know it's going to be wonderful. So that's what I want to share this evening for you, your evening, my morning.